Blog Talk Radio.
Time for your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Word, with your host, Brother Oscar York, on the BTR platform, where we are chatting about the Word and from the Word, putting that all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk.
Whoa!
This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, good morning, good morning to you. We are so program on to your listening ears this morning. Of course, this is Chatting from the Word in the Morning. And I am your host, Brother Oscar York, the voice on the BTRO platform. And we are so delighted to be with you this morning. And we hope you have ears on and ready to hear us on this wonderful, wonderful day. This is episode 311 on the BTR platform, and we're so delighted to you this morning, and we hope that you're happy. Are you happy this morning? Are you happy? Are you glad that you're a Christian and standing up for Jesus Christ? Aren't you glad that our Lord died for you so long ago so that we can be heading on to the glory land way? I don't know about you, but I know I am so glad that we serve a good God. And he's top of the time. But our Lord, he is good, good all of the time. 24/7. Yes, he is. He's good, good, good all of the time. You know, he woke us up this morning, did he? Didn't he wake us up this morning? We on this time side of life, and we on top of us, giving all of us a second chance, another chance to make what's wrong in our lives right and walk closer and closer with him. I think that is just a blessing with doing it. Amen. First of all, I want to welcome all my new listeners. If this is the first time listening in to the program, and we're so glad that you have your ears on, and we hope that you keep your ears on through the whole program. But not only are you our welcome guests, but we honor you this morning for having your ears on. If you're home too, thank you for listening in. Amen and amen. And if you love what you listen to, share it with your friends on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, or wherever you are on the internet. And of course, tell others, shout it from the rooftop, shout it from the mountaintop. Let them know that we are on at 9:30 with Chatting from the Word with your host, Brother Oscar York, the voice. And we are so delighted to be with you. And if you want to call in and talk with your host, our call-in number is 319-527-6722. If you want to call in and talk with your host this morning, our call-in number is 319-527-6722. And now after the show, you can call in. We come on at 9:30, and at 10:30, we out of here. Okay? So after 10:30, you can't call. 9:30, 10:30, and sometimes you got to call before the 10:30 hour because we're getting ready to get out of here. Okay? So if you want to call in, talk to your host, or call in during our chat this morning, our call-in number is 319-527-6722. Again, that is 319-527-6722. If you would love to call in and talk with us here on Chatting a Word, we appreciate it. This is all that I was going to, you know, he's not all tied up, but you can't call and talk with him. You can call and talk with your brother here. You really, really can. We want to ask for your contributions. Come on now, turn in your contributions. If you have not turned in your contributions as of yet, do it today. Do it today because we do need financial assistance in keeping this fine program going going, and we hope that you do that today. And we're asking for at least $5, and if you can give at least $5, we do have an account on PayPal. Just pull up the PayPal webpage, paypal.com, and put in my email address, which is lowercase, oscaryork3443@gmail.com. Again, that is oscaryork3443@gmail.com. Now, you might get Oscar York publishing us too, and it's safe to say that you can put your contributions there too. And of course, you can go to Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, and again, put in my email address, which is lowercase, oscaryork3443@gmail.com. Again, that is oscaryork@gmail.com. And we want to thank you in advance for your generosity and for your love offering showing us how you really love us here on Chatting from the Word. My friend, you're listening to Chatting from the Word in the Morning. And I am your host, Brother Oscar York, the Voice, on the TRO platform, where we are chatting about the Word from the Word and putting that all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk. And we are so glad, so glad, so glad to do it this morning. Singing 3 hour of prayer. And of course, we're doing our chat today. Yes, we are. And if you were with us yesterday, we, I believe, we left off in Proverbs, the first Solomon is talking about. He's talking about wisdom, and that's one of the gifts that Apostle Paul is mentioning in our text today in 1 Corinthians 12 and 8. He mentions wisdom, and he, of course, he mentions knowledge. So we're going to continue on chatting this morning on wisdom and on knowledge and how we can really understand what we're working. Of how we could receive our gifts, because so many of us, we are confused, even in the body of Christ, when it comes to the working of the Holy Spirit, okay? And basically, that's what we're talking about here, the working of the Holy Spirit. What does the Holy Spirit do? What kind of gift? What kind of, and I equate gifts to talent. And what kind of talent do the Holy Spirit cause us? How do we develop that talent that the Holy Spirit gifts us with, okay? And, of course, this is a continuation, and we're coming from the first letter. Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthian church. We're in 1 Corinthians 12, 8 through 12, Romans 12, 1 through 9, 5 verse 1, 2 and 2 through 33, Matthew 16, 18, and Mark 16, 15 and 20, and Ephesians 1 and 23. And we hope that you stick with us long enough to hear the cat. And my friend, that was a snapshot of the program today. Your snapshot. Amen. And man, are you ready? Are you ready to get on board this train? The gospel changer. And you ready to get on board this train? Line up, and have your tickets up. And since you lined up with your tickets up, get on board, get on board, get on board. The gospel explosion.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. And of course, pray for your brother here. Pray for Brother Oscar. Pray for me as I pray for you. Now, my friend, if you have a copy of God's Word, our scripture text for this morning will be coming from Psalms, the 100th division. That is Psalms, the 100th division. And in Psalms, the 100th division, the psalmist penned these words. Make a joyful, he sings, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and a sheep. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and unto his and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endured to all generations. Let me read that last part. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth to all generations. Oh, my friend, we have a large, we have a merciful God, don't we? We have a Lord that really cares about us and loves us and wants the best for us. So, my friend, when we are feeling bad and blue, we can talk to him. We can talk with the Lord. Are you ready to talk with the Lord in times like these? Are you ready to let him know what is your mind? Our Father, we recognize that you are a great Father. Oh, Father, you're the Father of life. You're the Father that loves us. You are the Father about mercy. You are a Father that's about forgiveness. Oh, Father, Father, we need you, because sometimes, Father, we get weak, and we lose faith, and Father, we just need you this morning. We need you this morning. But first of all, Father, we just want to thank you for watching over us as we step in slumber. Thank you, Father, for waking all of us up, we on this time of life. Blessing all of us with life, a good chance to make us wrong in our lives. Right. Oh, Father, we want to thank you for allowing your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to come down on this cruel world to show us how to love, to show us how to live, and to show us how to connect with you. And taking upon himself the cross, becoming sin, to do no sin, so that our sins may be washed away this day. Father, we thank you so much for that. Oh, Father, we pray for you all. We check this. Parents who lost their babies and others who lost mothers and fathers. Father, we pray for all the mass murders that's happening in our country, Father. We pray for their families. Father, we pray for the Ukraine and Russia situation, Father. We pray, Father, that there be an end to that conflict. Oh, Father, we come praying, Father. Father, we pray, Father, that you allow us as Christians, because we recognize that the world stands a far distance from you, that we as Christians may shine our light in hope, that someone may see our light and come to the body of Christ. Oh, Father, Father, we just pray, Father, we just thank you and Father, this morning. We pray for those who lost loved ones. Father, we pray that you comfort them and come praying, Father, those who lost loved ones again at the hands of the police. We pray that comfort them. We pray for the families who have police officers who gave their lives and a lot of duty. Father, we pray that you comfort them. Oh, Father, 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 we just pray, we just pray, we just pray, Father. We pray for all of our political leaders, Father. We pray that they never make laws giving us laws for all to live in peace and harmony. Oh, Father, we pray for the body of Christ, the church of Christ. Father, we pray that we can continue on being a lighthouse, leading others to Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, pray for all of our listeners. Father, we pray that you be with them, help them through their doubts and fears. Cast all their doubts and fears in the deepest part of the sea, where they won't be surfaced anymore. Oh, Father, come pray for our program this morning. Find programs going and going. Father, help us to keep on chatting about the word. And Father, be with our chat on this morning. Malcolm's on your field to give. Help us if they say something to help someone that's trying to travel the road to heaven. And that's all we for. We pray for those that lost loved ones. Pray and for those who try to make a difference in the world when it comes to the gospel. We pray for all those who need comfort. And as always, Father, keep us encouraged. In Jesus' blessed name do we pray. Amen and amen. I want to thank you for reading our scripture text along with us, for praying along with us. And as always, we hope that we pray for something that is on your mind. And as always, you can always call your friend, and our call-in number is 319-527-6722. And if you want to call during our chat, you're welcome to do that. Again, our call-in number is 319-527-6722. Amen and amen. All right, time for our second half of the program. And we hope that you still have your ears on, and we hope that you are still listening to us here on Chatting from the Word in the morning. And we thank you. We really thank you for listening to us this morning. And if you believe that this program is worth its weight in gold, Christian programming is here to stay and to help us to navigate through the Word of God to find our way to heaven. Help us out here on Chatting from the Word. Financially, we don't ask for that much. At least we give with $5. And if you're wondering whether it's in your proceeds, we do have an account on PayPal. Just go ahead on and pull up the PayPal webpage, paypal.com, and put in my email address, New York. 3443@gmail.com. Again, that is Oscar York, 3443@gmail.com. Or you can go to Zelle, Zelle. Again, put in my email address, which is lowercase Oscar York, 3443@gmail.com. Again, that is Oscar York, 3443@gmail.com. And we will appreciate today. Appreciate you doing it right now. Call in your contribution so that we can keep this fine program going and going. At this time, we usually tell you where you can locate the program. Of course, you can Google us, Google Chatting from the Word, hosted by Oscar, and you should be able to get all of our programs. And if you want to go back and listen to other programs that you have not listened to, if you want to catch up on many chats that we are having, you have that opportunity to do that as well. I appreciate that very, very much. Of course, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Tumblr, Podvine, and many more that you can catch our program at. Okay? And, of course, if you love our program, we appreciate that. very much. Tell her how much you love our program. Tell us how much you care. Tell us if we're doing a good job or a bad job. Let us know. Let us know. Amen. And amen. Me too. You carry from the word. And I am your host, Brother Oscar York, the voice on the BRO platform, where we are chatting about the word and from the word and putting the all important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk. And we are so, so glad to. Amen.
Now here is our host, Brother Oscar York, with the chat now concerning spiritual gifts.
Amen. Thank you, our announcer. It is time for our chat. Yes, yes. It is time for our to be comfortable as I try to stay as close to the mic as I can so that you can hear what we're saying. And sometimes our program goes in and out, and when that happens, just stay in there. It's going to come back. Just stay in there and keep on listening to us here. We want to apologize for that, we really do, and we hope one day it will stop doing that, and then we don't know, but just hang in there, keep on listening to us, just when we are presenting our chat for this morning, because as I continue on saying, I love chatting with you, I love this part of the program where we are chatting about the Word of God, and if you like me, you recognize that the Word of God is important, especially if you want to one day make heaven your home. And Brother Oscar, he wants to make heaven his home. I don't want to go where Satan and his angels in the fiery pit where there's no end. A place where Jesus said there would be gnashing and gnashing of teeth. Do you want to go to that place? If you do, I feel for you if you want to go to hell. I was listening to a commercial the other day. A person said, I'm not hell. I'm atheist. I don't believe in God, and I ain't afraid of hell. And I just kept on to myself. All right, now don't say that when you get down there. You'll be gnashing, gnashing your teeth. You ain't have time to say, I'm scared. I don't think you're going to be doing this trembling and gnashing and gasping your teeth. Oh, I can imagine, my friend, if one going to hell, there's going to be so much screaming. Oh, man, it's going to be hot. It's not funny, but it's going to be hot, hot, hot in H-E-L-L. And if I was you, I wouldn't want to go there. I would want to hear the message of hope and salvation and love and be in the body of Christ. Be where salvation lies. And I'd be amiss if I don't say this. Here on Chatting from the Word, we just don't teach, we just don't preach. But we chat about the Word of God. We don't want to talk under you, over you, around you, but we want to try to talk with you when it comes to the Word of God. And we want to talk in a language that you can understand. We don't want to use big, complicated words that you must go to the dictionary or pull up a glossary so that you may understand it. We want to talk as you may talk so that you may understand the Word of God very comfortably, because it is written so that we all may be able to understand the Word of God. And I believe this morning that we all can reason with each other. I believe that. As I keep saying, if we can reason with our pet dog Robo to roll over, we should be able to reason with one another to the word of God. And my friend, excuse me, and my friend, if you have a copy of God's word, we are coming from the court. The first letter that Brother Paul the Apostle wrote to the church at Corinth. And we're in chapter 12, and we are at verse 8. Verse 8 of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 8. And let me read some of these scriptures so that we can get a hand, understanding at this point where Brother Paul is leading us. And here Brother Paul states in verse 8, "For to one is the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit." And what we want to do this morning, we want to talk about the Holy Spirit, the Spirit itself. How does it gives us these gifts? I believe that if I may use this term, the religious world today are very confused when it comes to the gifts of the Spirit. And I believe most just don't understand the working of the Spirit. And I believe before we can understand the gifts of the Spirit, we must understand the working of the Spirit. Many of us think the Spirit, once we get... You know what I was just talking about. But my friend, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit is a very intelligent being, if I may use that term, so that you may get a picture of the Holy Spirit. I'm using being now. I don't know if we can call it being because it's Spirit. But just to so that you can focus your mind on something, we want to use being. It's a very intelligent being, okay? And so the Holy Spirit once we have the Holy Spirit, but we first must obey the gospel of Jesus Christ and come as Jesus commands us through his apostles, and then we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Not for, some people say, well, we receive the full measure of the Holy Spirit. No, we don't receive the full measure. Only the apostles see the full measure of the Spirit. And I might say it like that, the full Spirit. We don't receive a full measure. And Jesus himself was 100% Spirit and 100% man. And what we see a small portion of the Spirit, so the Spirit may help us in times of need. So the Spirit may help us when we try to talk with the Lord. They help us when we are going through the worst of things. We can holler. See, Paul said, we don't know what to pray for, but the Spirit in us. Help us to understand what to pray for. A lot of us, we ask in prayer for so much and so many things, but sometimes that's not what you need. That's why the Spirit eyes for us so that we may know how to talk with the Father, really cries out to the Father. And my friend, when we down here on this earth, we are going to go through a whole lot of things, especially we that are Christians. And when we are going through so many headaches, so many let down, so many disappointments. Those are the times, my friend, that we can truly learn of the Spirit and also the working of the gifts. That's with wisdom. Because it's wisdom that we get wisdom. We learn wisdom through the things that we use, we suffer, don't we? And take yesterday in Proverbs 1, a fool will never learn, but a wise man will always be ready to learn knowledge. And that's a wise man. And that person that wise man only learns wisdom because of things that he has suffered. And I can tell from experience, I'm not just talking about something I'm guessing, but I'm talking about something that I know. It is through the many, many heartaches, many restless nights that we're worrying about things, the things we go through, the things we suffered. That's how we learn wisdom. Turn with me quickly to Romans. I believe Romans is what I want at this point. Romans, and we just want to read this a little bit because here Paul also hit on the point of the Spirit and gifts too. Well, let's start reading from verse 1 in chapter 12 of Romans. Brother Paul the Apostle penned these words. He says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say to the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think soberly, according to God, as God had dealt to every man the measure of faith. You have to have that measure of faith. But first you must receive faith, or get faith. And you must know how to get faith. So faith coming by what? Hearing the word of God. So don't forget that point. That's how we get faith, by hearing the word of God. And like I said yesterday, someone told me, I was telling you, the true God exists. But my friend, if I prove to you that God exists, where is faith? It takes faith to believe in God. And babbling in a different tongue and say, see, God made me speak in tongues. He exists. I'm raising somebody that's dead, and I'm telling you, he's dead, and he raised up, and I tell you, see here, the catch is with all that, where's faith? Faith is gone once it's proven. And that's what we must understand. It takes faith to truly believe in God, and it's through his word that we get this. Faith come by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Hearing the word of God. Because faith is the substance, according to Hebrews 11 and 1, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence. Once some of us believe that we got to have proof that the Holy Spirit is in us by speaking in tongues. Some of us believe we need to have proof that we have a spirit by talking in language or doing this or doing that. If you prove that, where's faith? Where's faith if you believe that you need to prove that? And then Paul goes on to say, we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, the same parts of the same office. We all have the same talent. By faith, the Holy Spirit did not give you the same talent. We all have different talents. Brother Steve Adams, he has a spirit of singing, the talent of singing. I can't sing. I can't even carry a note. But that's what he does. He sings. I'm going to be your host on this program here, Chatting from the Word. Again, that's my talent that the Lord gave me through time. And I want to read what Paul says here, because Paul make reference of that here. Listen to what Paul's saying. He says, verse 5, so we being many are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another. Having underlying that, Brother Paul is saying, having been gifts different according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. The proportion of faith. Oh, my friend, it takes faith to prophesy. It takes faith to be able to get behind the pulpit and teach the word of God. It takes faith to explain to those who don't know God that you know God of a truth, because it takes faith to know God. That's why I mentioned, what is faith? Are confused about what is faith. Many of us are confused about the working of the Spirit. Many of us just don't know what's going on when it comes to spiritual gifts and faith and the working of the Holy Spirit. We just don't know. And here Paul says, let me read it again. Having been gifts differing according to the grace now, grace is whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Our ministry, let us wait on our ministry. He that teaches on teaching, he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that show mercy, let love be without dissimulation, abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Here Paul says, it takes time. Develop that talent. It takes time. Learn to prophesy. Give yourself something to prophesy about. Or maybe I'll use, maybe I can use the word testify. I'm trying to ignore that word testify. But many of us, when we see the Lord working our lives through our faith, we have something to testify. When we see the Lord working through faith in our lives, we have something to say. When we see God working through our lives, we can say the things we have overcome. And there's so many things on this world today we must overcome. And the Spirit allows us to overcome many things. I think I got to hear what I was thinking about the Spirit, but because the Spirit helps our infirmities, because at times we just don't know what to pray about, but the Spirit helps us to know how to talk with the Lord. Turn with me to Romans. Read this, Romans. Romans 8. And we want to begin reading at verse. Ooh, let me see real quick. Let's read from verse 21. And here, Apostle Paul says these words. Because the creature itself, also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption unto the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and troubles and pain together until now. Listen up. And not only they, but ourselves also, of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen, that what we just talked about, faith, hope. Hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why does he yet hope for? But if we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. When I read Hebrews 11, I see the action of the faithful Hall of Fame, mostly called Faith Hall of Fame. Now these people, these have suffered. They didn't see the promised land. Did they seen it afar off? Because they seen it afar off, may their faith for them. Now listen to what Paul, let me finish what Paul's saying here. Because I think we go to Hebrews 2. That's Hebrews also. That's the chapter. And it says here, but if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we hope. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groaning, which cannot be uttered for the day. This is our lesson. But we just want to say the working of the Spirit helps us. Helps us to talk with the Lord. The Spirit looks deep within us to see how to talk with the Lord. And most of us just don't know how or what to ask the Lord for. But the Spirit, that's why we have the Spirit within us. So the Spirit helps us through those times that are hard. We're running out of time because we want to stop on time. Of course, we want to thank you for allowing us to come into your home and bring this chat to you this morning. Will you pray with me, please? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom is here. Thy will is being done. Father, thank you for all of my listeners. We pray for them all. We pray, Father, that they have a wonderful and a beautiful day today. Now may the grace of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us. We pray. Amen.
Oh, when amen. We reach that city of the yeah. New Jerusalem, oh, we're going to sing.
Victory and love will be our everlasting theme.